Chaimus Lavavis discusses, he says, Pirush HaBitachon HaNochon Shish Dishdamash Mimei Chilek HaChamishi. Last time we discussed the proper Bitachon a person should have when he comes to his Avodas Hashem, but his Avodas Hashem is specifically with regard to mitzvahs that have to do only with him in the Ribbono Shel Olam, like taking Lulav and Esrog. What's the Bitachon that a person should have with the mitzvahs that have to do Ben Adam HaChavir? Says, Upirish HaBitachon HaNochon Shish Dishamash Bebe Chilek HaChamishi HaKulis HaChivis HaMutolis Al Eivorm Asher Te'eles VaHanezek HaYoytzi Mima She'odu Mekayimisom Oyover Leim Regei Gam Lachem. The Bitachon a person should have with regard to the mitzvahs that if he does them or does not perform them, the ramifications are not just with regard to him in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but also with regard to other people. Kigoyin, for example, Nesinat Tzedakah, Frashas Meister, Limutari Lachir, Matavis Lassis Tevil Azim Yasisra, teaching other people Tero, giving Tzedakah, giving people Techacho, Lefrey Halvo, Lassis Begodin, Lassis Tevil, Dabar Tevil Chavir, Lassis Tevis of Neodim, Lachavir Hirim, Lassis Rishon Mitchuvel Alekim, the harvest of Neodim, Sadrachim, Avinu Lotevosim, Lachon Lanim, Lachim Aleim, Lisbol Shavir Neodim, Alivim Nesek, Shumar, Simlavin Sabar, Umamr is some of the key material ideas from Moidi Lemus Shikablu. Mafkhir is some of the Ravir is ideas from Moidi Lemus Shikablu. All the different mitzvahs that have to do with other people that we are negated to Ben Alma Chaviri, Chavis Eivar. In other words, giving tzedakah, any chesed, Gmilas Chasodim, not speaking Lashon Hara, speaking good about somebody, to be Master Asoid, all these things. What's the proper bitachon a person should have when with regard to do this mitzvah? What does it mean, what's the proper bitachon a person should have? Just do them. What bitachon are you supposed to have? So, he discusses it really, he says, the bitachon anochan sheish leishtamish boi, hu shi'achri ta'odem bilavovo, yitz kol apule talolu, v'tapule yitzadomis lehen, v'yivchur la'asaitzin v'shtad lagin lehen, rak mitech kavona l'skar v'lekim. Very often, a person might do one of these mitzvahs with the purpose of finding favor in somebody else's eyes. Is Bein Adam L'Chaviri, the truth is that it's even possible when a person does Bein Adam L'Mokim, he gets a very nice lulav, a very nice esrog, that people will ooh and ah. But usually a person is not going to give him a teivo or do something for him, go out of the way for the person because he has a nice esrog. However, if a person is a malavad l'achirim, then people will want to do teivos to him. If a person is a big Baal Chesed, then people might want to put him in a position of honor, position of power, position in these type of things. So when a person is being Mekayim the Mitzvah, what Lav Dafka is his intention totally for the Ribbono Shel Olam? It could be that he's being Meiteach on what he's doing, his Mitzvah, to be able to get a certain position, to be able to get a certain table. Says the Chaimus Lavavis, a person should have the ideal situation is to do the Mitzvah. Liskar v'lalikim. Loi kedei lasis latz moishem. V'loi kedei shem neyodim mechabdu eisein. Not so that he should be in the front page of the newspaper. And not that people should be mechabed him. V'loi kedei shem liskar al zeh. V'loi kedei liskar aleim. Not to be able to get tevis from people. Not that they should. He should be in a position of power. He should be arno leo b'chelik revi. V'achar kach yivtach alikim sh'yalzid al hitzil apoyal sapule shu choshev lasis. K'mo yishu yizbar choytash nasayson. The first thing is, his kavanah should be for the Ribbono Shel Olam, not for the sake of gaining something. And then his bitachon should be in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me do it. Help me accomplish that which I want to do. Achrei shishtad la'aseisen, v'nizer kimeitev yecholte la'aseh es kol ma'aseh v'atoivim imi she'inu hu tzarech lo'idea lo'yalein. Shehu master es ma'aseh v'atoivim, z'chor yeh yoseg odom yaschar sh'yikabu, k'shu mefars mes ma'aseh. Comes along the Chavis Lavavis with a big chiddush here. Maybe it's not such a big chiddush, but it's a big chiddush if a person doesn't think about it. And that is, he says, when a person does all these ma'asim, really should be done in the most, in the quietest way possible. He should try to be mekayim, the mitzvahs, without anybody knowing. The person that obviously, the person that you take to the store, you give somebody a ride somewhere, obviously he's got to know about it. But no one else has to know about it. The intention should be l'shem shamayim. You should ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to be able to help you be mekayim the mitzvah, and it should be done in the quietest possible way. This is really an inyan of tzniyus bechlal, and it's an inyan of, it's also negiyat a person's schar, that a person gets more schar for their mitzvah
if they didn't get covered for it,
if other people don't know about it. It also helps you l'shem shamayim. That's the truth. He says l'shem shamayim, but it also helps you after the first nekuda that you're doing it only l'shem shamayim. If nobody else knows about it, then obviously your kavana is totally l'shem shamayim. You're not trying to get any kavan. You're not trying because nobody knows about it. B'chol.
Va'oitzen ha'pula she'enu yachal asim b'nei adam v'choishes ben yavar l'shem tefniyah l'shem b'nei adam.
And those mitzvahs said it's not shaykh to be master. People are simply going to know about it.
Lagabe pulis eli yizker as a klal shekdam nul el shatay elis va'nezik eni mechayin lovim me'abruim el b'shus habor yizbarach. Ken yishtadlus v'mtzachim b'eni b'nei adam v'nolay kol te'elis.
There's certain mitzvahs that everybody's going to know about. There's certain things that people, no matter what you try to do, everybody will see you doing it. There's no way to get around it. Now, if that's the case, then people might want to honor you. People might want to give you teves. A person should realize when he's doing the mitzvah that it's not shaykh to get a teva from the teva cannot happen from anybody unless the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants it to happen. That being the case, his kavana when he's doing it shouldn't be al tiftachu benedim. Realize that it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's only the Rebbeinu Shlomo that can help you, and therefore your mitzvah shouldn't be done with the intention of trying to get anything from anybody else. And in this case, you have no way to be master it, that nobody should know about it, and people have to know about it, but it shouldn't be with intention of gaining anything.
And
when he does a mitzvah, he should not be happy with the fact that people mishabeach him for what he did. Rather, he should thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for allowing him to do such a mitzvah. And don't want that people should be mechavid him for what he did, because that might bring him to be a balgaifel. Ukadesh leiskalkol ayidezabay smachshava v'sakavana sheish b'lishim shemayim. Here he throws in that it's also if they're going to be mechavid him, it's going to taint that it's not going to be 100% l'shem shemayim. Ukadesh pulasi leitavid es erko ukadesh leyafsed es chori. Vasim levar zem bezus Hashem yaser chov b'shar yichra ma'isus. Says the chayvus lavavis. Just to be misakim it, this is something which is you're able to see by all the gedolim, is that a person when he does his mitzvahs, even when it's benadon lachaveri, they should be done in a way that it's totally shem shemayim. Not with the intention of getting anything from anybody, and not with the intention that anybody should know about it, because that's also then it's going to give him kavod. And Rav Volbe said that he always had a dream to write 20 biographies. He wanted to write 10 biographies of Jewish gedolim and 10 biographies of non-Jewish great leaders, great people. So to be able to speak about the differences, to show the difference between the two. And I'll give an example. Said there was somebody, a professor, Albert Schweitzer. He was a professor in a Chashuva university, and he gave up his position and his fame and his prominence, everything that, and his position to learn medicine, to be able to go to third world countries and teach people about God, and to teach people and to give them medical treatment. Mom, she gave up anything to go to, you know, tremendous, really tremendous. He said, but he wrote an autobiography documenting every single solitary thing that he did. I went here today and I did this today. Of course, I'll do all these things as long as I'm going to get accolades, as long as I'm going to get covered for what I did. He says, as opposed to the Gedolim, he says, most of the stories that we have from Gedolim is, if not all the stories, it's from what other people told. And half of the stories, and even probably more than half the stories, we don't even know. We never found that about, and we never will find that about. Because the Gedolim didn't go around telling about themselves. Everything was done with totally bitznias, totally without anybody knowing about it. And that was the hallmark of the Gedolim. I'll just end off, I've mentioned the story in the past, but it's a tremendous story that brings out this point. I think it's maybe my favorite story of the Chofetz Chaim, if there's such a possibility. And somebody once came to the Chofetz Chaim, a bacher came to the Chofetz Chaim, he was very sick, and he had a rare disease. He came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he asked the Chofetz Chaim, can you daven for me? So the Chofetz Chaim says, you know what, go to this and this Rav, this and this place. However, it's B'tanai Kofel Mechupul, B'tanai B'nei Gov B'nei Ruvin, that you do not tell anybody about it. You can't tell anybody that I sent you to this Rav. Go to this Rav, ask him for a bracha and Bezer Hashem. Kitzur, sure enough, he went to this Rav Ofen Shtub. He went to this place, or this city, and he asked the Rav for a bracha, and sure enough, the Rav gave him a bracha. Short while later, Imam Shadar Refu Shalema. Years went by, he didn't tell anybody. After a number of years, his sister-in-law contracted the same rare disease that he got. So the family started pressuring him. No, what did you do last time? What did you do? Says, Kinder Zogen. Says, he can't say, he's not allowed to say. They pressure. And he gave in, he capitulated, and he said, I went to this and this row, and I asked him for Chavetz Chaim, sent me to this row. A few weeks later, the disease came back. The kitzer, he realized it was the Chavetz Chaim's peda, so he went to the Chavetz Chaim. First wanted to go to that Rav, but the Rav was already nifter. He went back to the Chavetz Chaim. And he told the Chavetz Chaim, he says, I see I was wrong what I did. I can ask the Chavetz Chaim, the Rav, for another bracha. So the Chavetz Chaim told him, he said, what should I do? He says, when you came to me 10 years ago, whatever it was, 15 years ago, I was much younger and had more kayach than I had now. You came to me, I sent you to that Rav, but I fasted for you 30 days. 30 days I fasted for you, the Yishtar Refu Shalim. He says, now I don't have the kayach to do it. What should I do? I don't have that. That means that the Chavetz Chaim, he tried to cover all his bases that no one should ever find out about it. This is going out of his, for a bacher that he doesn't know, he never met before him. That's sick. He fasted 30 days and he davened for him. And he did whatever he could that no one should find out about what he did about it. He should do a mitzvah, totally Shem Shemayim. Nobody shouldn't get any credit, you shouldn't get anything. That's the godless of a Adam HaGadol, of a Emes HaGadol, of a Yid. And that's really what the Chavis HaZavadis are talking about. But it doesn't have to be that you're fasting for someone for 30 days. Any mice that you do, any small chesed, anything that you do, you get somebody safe, you get somebody, and you don't tell anybody about it. To do a ma'isa just l'shem shamayim, it's the chesed is a more l'shem shamayim, and the schar is even greater.